Is a nuclear war inevitable? On August 8th, President Donald Trump said if North Korea doesn't stop threatening the United States, it would be met with, quote, fire and fury like the world has never seen, end quote. A spokesman for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un responded that this would be met with, quote, a sea of fire, end quote. These counter threats present the greatest danger of nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1952. But President John Kennedy and Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev were more level-headed. Is a nuclear war inevitable? Negotiations are underway, but publicly neither Trump nor Kim backs off. If a war breaks out, the more powerful U.S. can destroy North Korea, though U.S. analysts say North Korea has up to 60 nuclear bombs. Would a war be limited to these two countries? Other nuclear powers, such as China or Russia, may weigh in. In even a limited war, we may experience the nuclear winter broached by scientists in the 1980s. A nuclear exchange that strikes cities would put up so much smoke into the atmosphere that the sun's warmth cannot reach us, temperatures drop, and the world is plunged into a decade-long nuclear winter, so cold no food can be produced. Millions may die. If this is what we face, why not get rid of nuclear weapons? Here are a few answers to that question. First, in the decision to use the atomic bomb by Gar Alperovitz, he shows that the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki was not necessary because Japan was already negotiating its surrender with the Soviet Union, which at the time was neutral toward Japan. The real reason to use the bomb, according to Alperovitz, was not to defeat the Japanese or save the lives of U.S. troops, but to intimidate the Soviets. Second, after the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, it was well known that tens of thousands of innocent, non-military people had died, including, quote, all those children, end quote, mentioned by a repentant President Truman. Had the U.S. lost World War II, its leaders, like those of Germany and Japan, would have been punished for violating the laws of war. But victors aren't punished. Third, not long after the war ended, the Soviets proposed that all nuclear materials be deposited with the United Nations. The U.S. disregarded this so it could continue to be the strongest power. The Soviets soon had bombs of their own. Fourth, Article 6 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty of 1970 obligates parties to the treaty to pursue negotiations in good faith on effective measures relating to cessation of the nuclear arms race at an early date and on a treaty on general and complete disarmament under strict and effective international control. The language is clear, but none of the five nuclear states at the time, that's the U.S., the USSR, England, France, and China, none of these countries acted to abolish their nuclear weapons. Now, 46 years later, four more nations have nuclear weapons: India, Pakistan, Israel, and North Korea. None act to eliminate their weapons. International lawyer Richard Falk, in his book Power Shift, calls the Non-Proliferation Treaty a sham. Fifth, on July 7th, 2017, at a UN session, 122 nations, 63% of all countries, adopted the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. It prohibits the development, production, possession, testing, and use of nuclear weapons. These weapons are unconditionally stigmatized as standing outside international humanitarian law. What is commonly called the Ban Treaty will enter into force as soon as it is signed by 50 nations. It opens to signatories on September 20th. Several countries, including the United States, say they will not sign. So the folly continues. Given this sad history, I often think that only the actual use of nuclear weapons by one or more parties will bring the human race to its senses. Must we pay the high price of nuclear war between the U.S. and North Korea to turn the world away from these harmful weapons? A wiser approach is for the United States, which took the lead in introducing these nuclear weapons, to take the lead to lead the world to abolish them. If the U.S. signs the Ban Treaty, other nations will follow. Ridding the world of nuclear weapons is long overdue. These weapons should be abolished before their use abolishes us. I'm Leroy Moore with the Rocky Mountain Peace and Justice Center.